From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Good afternoon, and thank you for listening. The comment period for the first phase of construction of the new ferry terminal north of Juneau has been extended to January 9th of next year. The state's proposed location for the Cascade Point Ferry Terminal is just beyond where the road ends in Juneau, on land owned by Gold Belt Incorporated, a local Alaska Native corporation. The first stage of the project is to develop the access road to the site and a staging area for future construction. The State Department of Transportation says construction could begin as soon as next summer. The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities began soliciting public comment for the first phase of construction in late October. Written and emailed comments must be submitted by Friday, January 9th of 2026. A Superior Court judge is allowing the City and Borough of Juneau to refile eviction cases against the tenants who are refusing to vacate the historic Telephone Hill neighborhood in downtown Juneau. The city wants to demolish the homes on the hill this winter to make way for denser housing, but some tenants are refusing to leave and filed a lawsuit to prevent demolition and preserve the homes. Last month, a district court judge dismissed the city's eviction cases a few days before the city would evict the tenants, pending the outcome of that lawsuit. Then, last week, before Thanksgiving, a Superior Court judge ruled that the evictions and demolition were two separate issues and should be handled as such. That ruling opened the door for the city to refile eviction cases against the tenants who remain on the hill. The lawsuit is scheduled for a pretrial conference on December 12th. Fred Treem, the attorney representing the tenants, says the latest ruling doesn't say anything about where the case may be heading.
It's not an indication of what the final ruling will be, so I'm not either encouraged or discouraged by what took place the other day. It's just kind of a neutral scheduling event.
Juneau City Attorney Emily Wright says she agrees with the judge. The demolition and evictions should be handled separately.
This is simply these last tenants need to move out, and we're taking possession of the houses that we own as a city. Like, we're the landlords.
The city refiled the three eviction cases last Wednesday and requested that they be heard within 15 days of filing. But the tenants' lawsuit could take much longer to resolve. Wright previously said the city plans to take swift action if the evictions are approved, like changing the locks and removing remaining belongings from the homes as soon as possible. She says the city plans to file new cases against two other residents who were given an extension to move out but haven't done so. And Alaska's Office of Children's Services pushed back last week on the findings of an audit required by a law meant to reform the state's foster care system. HB 151, sometimes called the Children Deserve a Loving Home Act, became state law in 2018. It aimed to increase caseworkers at the department, to reduce caseloads, and to increase caseworker training times. In a report released this year, the legislature's audit division found that OCS had not implemented most of the law's requirements. The report found the office had a high vacancy and turnover rates, and that most caseworkers had too many cases. During Talk of Alaska, OCS Deputy Director Kim Swisher argued that the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted Alaska's workforce, and the state still hasn't recovered. She says that made it difficult to hire, train, and retain the number of caseworkers required by law. That's despite a move by the state to switch to competency-based hiring, which reduced education requirements for caseworkers. The Office of Children's Services is also awaiting a court decision on a federal lawsuit that alleges OCS is failing to adequately protect kids in its care. And Juneau Public Market ramped up the holiday shopping season in Alaska's capital city with hundreds of people buying handmade art, jewelry, clothes, and other goods. On Saturday, KTOO's Alex Solomon talked to vendors from near and far who say it's one of the most meaningful markets for them.
Centennial Hall in downtown Juneau is bustling with people shopping for holiday gifts from around 175 vendors. One ceramics artist has been selling her kitchen wares at Juneau Public Market for more than 40 years. Betty Bell lives in Milton, Washington, but comes up for the market and to see her daughter and grandkids, all adults now. She's always looked forward to this annual visit.
Oh, it's allowed me to get to know my grandchildren.
Bell says market sales pay for her plane ticket to Juneau. Now that she's 91 years old, she says she sells almost exclusively at this market. But it used to make up about a quarter of her annual sales when she was throwing more clay.
Juneau has embraced me and supported me over the years, and I've kind of become your local out-of-town potter.
That community connection is what brings many artisans back year after year. Vendors pay between $250 and $1,200 for a booth space, and many say they rake in a large portion of their annual sales from this market alone. Carly Thayer's booth, Bering Sea Designs, features sharp lines, soft fur, and colors of the ocean. inspired by the coastal cliffs of Unalaska, where she spent her early years.
I make sea otter fur and metal jewelry. So I've got earrings and bracelets and necklaces, some big pieces like this body piece here that was on the Alaska Fashion Week runway.
She says that selling jewelry at Juneau Public Market makes up about half of her annual sales. But she says it's about more than just the money.
Growing up here, you know everybody, so it's like a family reunion. It's fantastic. We love Public Market.
A woman wearing a pair of earrings she'd purchased from there in the past briefly stopped by the booth.
It's really incredible to see your art walking around.
It's Bailey McAllison's first time as a vendor at the market. He traveled from Fairbanks to sell his earrings and sculptures made of carved walrus ivory. He says this forum, along with social media, is important.
Especially for Native people in communities where job security is hard.
He's been a full-time artist for 6 years. Beyond the income, he says it's allowed him and other Native artists to maintain a way of life.
Where they can stay in their homes rather than moving into the cities and be there for the elders, and you know, so that Upa doesn't lose his grandchildren who pull the nets for him while they're fishing, and just to keep those cultural values strong and held together.
Juneau resident Peter Metcalf started hosting Juneau Public Market in 1983. He says vendors make somewhere between $5,000 and $8,000 on average over the three-day weekend. And he says Black Friday this year was one for the books.
A couple of my longtime vendors said they did more in 2 hours than they'd done in all 3 days of previous events.
He says most makers are based in Alaska, and a little more than half are Juneau locals.
I can't put a figure on it as to how important this is for Juneau's cottage industries, but I know many people who participate, it means a lot to their annual income, and it keeps them in the game.
And more than that, artisans say it's a warm and welcoming space that brings the art community together during the holiday season. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And shoppers can continue gathering gifts locally at Juneau's Gallery Walk this Friday, and other markets happening this month. And Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department began hosting Pickup Pickleball 3 days a week at the Floyd Dryden Gymnasium this fall. In the last decade, new players across the country, especially seniors, have been picking up the sport. And as Juneau's population continues to grow older, the city says interest in pickleball is growing with them. KTOO's Clarice Larson reports.
The patter of pickleballs and the squeak of sneakers fill the Floyd Dryden campus gymnasium in the Mendenhall Valley on Wednesday afternoon. It looks sort of like tennis, but with a lower net and a plastic ball that wind sails through. Fred Hiltner waits for his turn to hop into a game. The city and borough of Juneau's Parks and Recreation Department began hosting $5 pickup pickleball games this fall. Residents can drop in to play, to have fun, make new friends, and stay active. Hiltner says he's been playing pickleball outdoors for a year and a half in Juneau and was excited when the city began offering it indoors and out of the elements.
First, I thought it seemed like kind of a silly game, and a friend tried to get me to play, and I thought, I don't think so. And then I gave it a try, and I just love it. It's really a fun game that anybody can play.
Hiltner is retired. He says he was drawn to the social aspect of the sport and how easy it is to learn at any age.
So a lot of people who might not be getting out, old people like me, have a great opportunity to get out and play together.
Pickleball has become one of the fastest growing sports in the country. It's particularly popular with older people over age 65, who make up a large portion of Juneau's population.
Juneau is an aging community, and pickleball has been growing. It has just been exploding over the past 10 years.
That's Lauren Varelli, the deputy director of the city's Parks and Recreation Department. She says the city began hosting the sport after people asked for pickup games. About 15 to 20 people attend each session. A 2023 report by the Juneau Economic Development Council found that, for the first time, the over 60 population in Juneau outnumbered the under 20 population. And Juneau's older population is only expected to grow in the coming decades, according to population estimates released by the state's Department of Labor and Workforce Development earlier this year. Varelli says the goal is to create more chances for people of all ages to stay active throughout the winter,
I think that's what we're here for, like all of our parks and recreation facilities, for people to get in and have a place to recreate in the winter in the dark, cold months. So
Dan Kromarek is 88 years old, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity. On Wednesday, he was teamed up with the high school senior who just won the boys' single state tennis title this year. Back in the day, Kromarek used to do judo and martial arts, but started playing pickleball during the pandemic to keep himself active after a surgery. He's been hooked since.
It's just an easy exercise benefit, you know, that keeps you interested. You've got to have something to keep you interested rather than do a solo thing where it's pretty hard to get out and do stuff on your own.
His young teammate is Juno Douglas High School Yadaakathle senior Elliot Welch. Welch runs the pickleball program and works for Parks and Rec. He says he prefers tennis, but
to get paid and to play, that's fun.
Varelli with Parks and Rec says the department had plans to expand the program to evenings, but now that's on hold as the city faces potential budget cuts following this year's local election. She says the city still plans to renovate the outdoor tennis courts at Floyd Dryden next summer to include two dedicated pickleball courts. A long-term goal is to create even more pickleball at the Jackie Renninger Park in the coming years. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
You can join in on a pickleball game at the Floyd Dryden Gym every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Admission is $5. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 42 degrees and raining this afternoon. It looks like we're supposed to get more rain today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. That might turn into snow a little bit on Thursday. Temperatures look like they're ranging from the low 40s to the mid 40s. And sunset was at 3:12 today. Sunrise tomorrow is just before 8:20. We're getting under 7 hours of daylight a day these days. You are listening to KTOO.